Two Democrats break ranks in 210 to 208 vote as party pivots to masculinity messaging for midterms. Jared Golden of Maine and Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington, both Democrats representing districts that Donald Trump carried in 2024, crossed the aisle on a procedural vote Tuesday, providing the margin that rescued Speaker Mike Johnson's legislative agenda in a 210 to 208 tally that blindsided Democratic leadership. Procedural votes carry outsized significance in the House because they set the rules governing what reaches the floor and how legislation can be amended. By crossing on procedure, the two members enabled an agenda their districts are more sympathetic to than the broader Democratic base. Leadership's reaction was described as surprise bordering on fury, though it had limited recourse. Threatening primary challenges from the left against members in Trump 1 constituencies is not a credible deterrent. The left is not the winning coalition in those districts, and both Golden and Glusenkamp Perez are in the caucus precisely because their presence is mathematically necessary. The episode illustrated the structural tension between national party discipline and the electoral survival calculus of members from competitive seats. That same geographic and demographic tension is driving a separate strategic shift. Democratic operatives modeling the 2026 midterm environment against 2024 results have identified a significant erosion of support among non-college-educated men and younger men more broadly. The reported response is a deliberate reframing of policy positions around themes of strength, self-reliance, and what strategists are calling working-class masculinity, a pivot whose practical implementation, whether in candidate imagery, trade rhetoric, or vocational training policy, remains to be defined. Strategists acknowledged the execution risk. Messaging that lacks connection to genuine policy positions reads as costume rather than conviction, and opposition research is well-positioned to exploit inauthenticity. The Golden and Glusenkamp Perez episode, paradoxically, offers a template for what cross-aisle credibility can look like in practice. Members who vote their district even at the cost of party discipline. Whether the broader party can replicate that without equivalent ideological authenticity remains the open question heading into a midterm cycle still 14 months away.